This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. On the steps of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., Joe Biden is set to be inaugurated Wednesday as the 46th president of the United States. President Donald Trump has announced he plans to skip the inauguration, ignoring 160 years of the U.S. tradition of an outgoing president attending his successor's swearing-in ceremony to demonstrate a peaceful transfer of power. Vice President Mike Pence is planning to attend. Despite the heightened security concerns, President-elect Biden plans to go ahead with the inauguration ceremony in its traditional location. The national special security event comes amid reports domestic extremist groups may again protest the presidential election results. Defense officials say they're worried about an insider attack or other threat from service members involved in securing President-elect Biden's inauguration Wednesday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
This is prompting the FBI to vet all of the 25,000 National Guard troops coming into Washington for the event. This comes on top of the routine military reviews of service members for extremist connections. It underscores fears that some of the very people assigned to protect the city over the next days could present a threat to the incoming president and other VIPs in attendance. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press, officials are conscious of the potential threat and warn commanders to be on the lookout for any problems within their ranks. I'm Julie Walker.
Police and National Guard troops are standing sentry at newly fortified state houses as small groups of armed demonstrators gather. The increased security at state capitals around the United States ahead of the inauguration comes as authorities work to deter a repeat of the January 6th riot that over